Okay, we'll call to order the July 1st meeting of the Town of Cary Beach Historical Preservation Commission. Okay, the first item on the agenda is adoption of the agenda. I think we're going to add an additional item to the agenda, which is the resignation of Bill Moore, unfortunately, and the need for a replacement on that one. So if that's okay, is there a motion to adopt the agenda with that change?
Hang on just a minute, Chairman.
Yes.
It looks like you've only got two at the same
four on this list on this thinker.
Why don't you just change item five, old business, to interviewing consultants instead of...
Specific, okay. And so the additional item would be then to change item number five on the agenda from specific interviews to interviews in general. With those two changes, is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We now have the adoption of the minutes from our June 3rd, 2020 regular meeting. Let me take a minute and look over the minutes that are in front of you. Are there any motions or recommendations for changes?
Move to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next item is public comment. I don't believe we have any public comment. Nope. Okay. Moving to agenda item number five, then, is the interviews with the architects and interested parties in our advertisement for assistance for the report and the design guidelines for the historic district. And I believe, from what I understand, is that we have four folks online right now. Hart Marlowe, Joanne Lott, April Montgomery, and Tony Lineberry. Can we go ahead and confirm if they are online?
I can only see phone numbers. I can't see names.
Okay. But 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I need to make a statement.
Okay, sure.
When it is your turn to speak, if you will hit *6 on your phones, that will unmute you. And then when you're done with your portion of speaking, hit *6 and it will mute you again so we don't have any background noise. Thank you. And you may hear a little bit of echo because of our speaker system in our conference room. You'll hear yourself speaking, so try not to let that be too distracting.
Can we confirm all four people are online?
Can everyone speak up and confirm that you are on the line?
April Montgomery is here.
Yes, Tony Lineberry, I'm on.
Is either Hart Marlowe or Joanne Lott online? Again, hit *6.
This is Hart Marlowe again.
I'm sorry.
Hart Marlowe is there.
Okay, Hart Marlowe.
Say again what you need to do to be heard.
And then Joanne Lott. Is Joanne Lott online?
Yes,
okay. All right, good. What I thought we would do tonight, and again, let me introduce, I know it's kind of hard in a virtual environment. I've just spent the last 3 days, 8 hours a day, in a virtual conference with Valencia, Spain. So I know how hard it is. Anyway, we've got five members here on the Historic Preservation Commission. I'm the chairman. My name is Craig Galbraith. We have member Bill Moore, member Ken Richardson, member David Garceau, and member Kenny Garibay, sorry. And we, just a little bit of a background, and you know, this really isn't going to be an interview. It's more for me to let you know about what we're looking for, because I know that it's very hard to describe what we're looking for in a very short one-paragraph advertisement. But we were formed probably now about a year ago to look at what is called the business district, which is downtown Cary Beach. It's about a four-block area going down to the pier area, our little downtown community, which is about a one or two block area right there. We have a stoplight, and then we extend about a block in either direction on that. So it goes in about two blocks from the beach community. And again, you can certainly get online on the town of Curie Beach and look at the map, and it's the B1 district that we're looking at right now, which is the Business 1 district. We were asked by the town council to consider that area as a historic district, primarily to try to retain the family feel that we have in Curie Beach. And I think that we all recognize that, you know, Curie Beach is somewhat unique because most beach communities in the coastal area have been heavily built up. They've lost many of the kind of characteristics that they might have had when they were founded. That's true certainly in North Carolina. And Curie Beach is a little bit different. We certainly have had some development pressures. So when the downtown area was built, it was kind of built in the 1940s, 1950s to about the 1970s, and some of the areas have been developed more recently under the development pressures and so forth. So the town council is very interested in kind of preserving the character, the family feel, kind of the beach community of the 1950s to the 1970s within the downtown area. So the Historic Preservation Commission was formed. Following state rules on this, what we did probably about 9 months ago, 6 months ago or so, is we developed a preliminary report to the North Carolina's Committee on
Department of Cultural and Natural Resources.
And again, we do have our attorney, Mr. Jim Eldridge, here also. And so we did that with the help of an intern from University of North Carolina, Wilmington. Submitted that to the department, got the feedback within the 30 days, again, as required by state law. They had a number of observations, but one of the observations that we realized is that we needed to really come up with a better description of what is, I believe, called an architectural narrative about really what describes, from an architectural point of view, this particular downtown community. And we agreed with that, and so, but we felt that it was really beyond the capabilities of the commission here. We needed to reach out and try to get some help from skilled people who might be able to help us on that architectural narrative. Then obviously once that is approved, then the next step is to create design guidelines that would enact kind of these architectural, the architectural narrative. So what we're really looking for is somebody who could help us basically kind of maybe perhaps come walk around the downtown area, the B1 district, and be able to write about a one-page architectural narrative that describes the basic and tries to capture the basic characteristics of the downtown neighborhood in that, beach community, 1950s, 1970s, family orientation, and so forth. That would be in our report submitted, and we are planning on revising that and resubmitting it to the state. And then once that is approved, assuming it is approved by the town council, then to assist us in developing the design guidelines that implement that particular architectural narrative. So that's really what we're looking for. It's I'm going to turn it over to our attorney. I'm sure he, as always, will have comments in terms of trying to fine-tune what I just said.
I don't always have comments, Jeremy, but I do have a couple in this instance. Each of the interviewees should have copies of the, we call them designation reports for Beaufort's Historic District and Morehead City's Historic District. Those attachments that you got are highlighted in two areas, even though they're multiple pages. Just look for the highlighted description and the highlighted statement of historical significance. That's what we need for our report for the B1 district. We need to identify what common features, cultural, historical, primarily architectural, that weave together into the significance of that area and be able to set that analysis on paper after describing it. And again, Beaufort and Morehead City are good examples of what we need. And again, the other point I would make is this is a two-pronged approach. This first prong is the assistance in revising our designation report, as I've just described. The design guidelines, I think, will be a separate matter. It's certainly contemplated, but it's not what we're contemplating on the front of the stove at this time. That follows.
Right. Yeah. So certainly what we're looking for at the immediate time, and the expectation is that if we are designated a historic district, then we do need to develop the design guidelines. Is the architectural narrative, as our attorney Eldridge just mentioned. Again, what we're looking for ultimately is a very, very simple proposal, probably a one-page written proposal. I know somebody asked about, you know, forms and things like that. This is a much more casual, I won't say casual approach, it's still be a contractual approach. But we're looking for about a one-page proposal describing the kind of timeline as well as the proposed cost, generally just a one-page proposal associated with writing the architectural narrative. So with that, I'm not sure if any of the other commission members have any comments, and I'd like to perhaps turn it over to see if any of the folks there online have any questions. And when you do, press star 6, I think it is, and please identify who you are when you ask a question. Does anybody have any questions? Let me ask a question while you're thinking of questions. When do we want to have the formal proposal? I think that what we would probably like to do is make a decision by our next meeting. I know we want to move fairly quickly on this, so we would probably like to have a when is our next meeting in August?
August 5th.
August 5th is our next meeting, so I'm guessing we would like to have a proposal probably within 2 weeks. Again, we're looking for just a one-page proposal here.
That's correct, because council will be the one that authorizes the agreement, and they meet after we meet. So if we can get our recommendations to council in time, then we could greenlight all this in council's August meeting.
Okay. Any questions?
Yes. Tony Library. I guess what I have is, do you have a sort of a local historian that would act as a resource or a cohort to help with answer this?
Mr. Eldridge wants to respond to that, so.
Not per se, but I should have mentioned before that the report that we submitted to the State Department is pretty comprehensive in terms of tracing the historical and cultural significance. It's just that we need to refine our analysis on the descriptive and the statement of historical significance, but did we by any chance provide copies of those draft reports? I don't think that we did.
Did we provide a copy of our first report to them? Okay, we need to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
So, okay.
We can do that.
April, I'll tell you that's going to be my request.
That will fill in a lot of background.
Right. And again, just as kind of a reminder, you know, Curie Beach, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with Curie Beach, but we're a relatively small community. We're, you know, under 3,000 population. We don't have a lot of staff here. The staff is primarily, at least for the Historic Commission here, is the 5 commission members and our attorney. And then we did have an intern that helped us tremendously to do the background research in our report. But we will get everybody the report certainly by tomorrow.
And our outstanding clerks.
And our outstanding clerks and so forth, yes. And we do have some other folks that help us too, our building inspector. Yes.
This is the map of the actual area that you're talking about, is that correct?
Yeah, the map of the area is included in the report. It is the B1 district. I believe you can get access to the map on the Town of Curie Beach webpage too, if I'm right.
Yes.
Yeah, so there is a map there. Let me ask another question, because when we did a walk around with the state agency, unfortunately, we did not record that. That would have been very, very useful to see. But you know, there is the map, there is the report. I just you know, obviously a visit would clearly identify the sort of thing rather than a walk around. I'm trying to think if there's any photographs that we might be able to take. Do we have any photographs of the downtown area outside what's in the report? Yeah, that's a good point. That was John Bassett, our building inspector, made a good point. You can just get on Google Maps and look at the downtown.
Well, I have several photographs.
Yep.
What about this journal?
I was just curious. Having the information that you sent and in the state will be a benefit. I'll clear a lot of things up.
That report also has an inventory of all the structures in that district.
Yes. And again, I think I have mentioned to several people on the commission here that my cousin-in-law, who I just visited in Florida last week, he's an architect in Florida. When I described the problem, he immediately said, well, what you're looking for is an architectural narrative. And so that's the term that I'm using right now, which I'm sure is one that might be recognized. So we're looking for about a one-page, at least to start this project, about a one-page, two-page architectural narrative of what we're trying to capture with our downtown historic district proposal. Any other questions?
I had a question, Mrs. Hart Marlowe. I was just wondering, what is the understanding that the proposal would be due August 5th? What's the your timeline for the overall submission or resubmission, I should say?
Well, we have to have the proposal before August 5th. Let's go ahead and set a date for the proposal because we need to make a decision on August 5th during our meeting. So if we could...
The week before?
Maybe the week before be okay?
It's a one-page proposal.
Yeah, we're just looking for a one-page proposal, a one- or two-page proposal right now. So I would say, July 20th? Let's go ahead and make July 20th the deadline for the proposal, and then what we'll do is we'll discuss the different proposals on our August 5th meeting. And then the timeline for the, again, we want to move fairly quickly. Rather than us setting a timeline, what I would do is propose that you put what you believe would be an appropriate timeline within the proposal. We're looking to move as quickly as possible on this. And again, certainly phase one, which is the architectural narrative. To me, again, I'm not an architect. I'm an economist. But it doesn't seem like it should take a long time once somebody wanders around and looks at the B1 district. So what we would do is try to maybe get the architectural narrative, the phase one of this designation report done, I assume within a month. After our August 5th meeting, I mean, that would be ideal. Now, again, we do recognize that if we are designated a historic district, and I think that there's a strong likelihood we will be, then there's a kind of a phase two, which is the design guidelines, which obviously is a little more complicated in terms of developing the design guidelines for the certificate of appropriateness.
I have one more question. This is Hart Marlowe again. Current submission that you made to the B1 district, do you list what is contributing versus non-contributing buildings? Or just to know within the B1 district, have you currently identified buildings that you see that are contributing and not contributing?
This is one of the issues that we had a lot of conversation with the state, is that we're not designating buildings. We're not doing historic buildings. This is a historic district, and although there are architectural characteristics in obviously the historic district designation, there's other components that need to be looked at also. And again, I'm going to turn it over to our attorney to clarify that.
The inventory does indicate C for contributing and C for not contributing.
Okay.
But it is important, I think, to recognize that we're not designating buildings as historic buildings. This is a historic district designation as per state law.
I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
If it's going to be a historic district, did you include any historical events in that that creates a reason for designation?
I don't believe we have any historic events currently. I mean, obviously, and you can see in the report, again, I apologize for not getting the report to everybody before this meeting, that there's a lot of history of Curie Beach. I mean, there's no question about that. So there is a history. When you look at the, and maybe I'll turn it over to the attorney to specify where in state law the section where the historic district is designated in terms of defining how to kind of look at the historic district. One is architectural, but there are a number of other components also.
As you all know, the statute setting forth the elements for what constitute a historical district, those standards are very fuzzy. In our case, it's the terms the culture, the feeling, the feelings associated with it. If you're familiar with Curie Beach, it definitely is, compared to Wrightsville Beach and particularly Myrtle Beach and Carolina Beach, it really is a small town, family-friendly atmosphere, and there is something to that. And there is something in the proposed historic district that lends itself to it, but it's a challenge. It's a challenge because a lot of the structures that are there now are historically are the historic original structures, which are small, and you have to kind of envision what development will be like in the future compared to what it is at the present time. But nonetheless, there is something in that district that we're having a hard time articulating that is common to the structures in that district, which lend themselves to that family-friendly, small-town, coastal community, 60s and 70s, feeling. We know it's there, we just have a hard time teasing it out because we have been unable, because it's not our turf. We can walk through there and identify the various cultural and I think predominantly architectural, and it may not even be common, it may be the variety of skins, so to speak, that lend themselves to that from which we can build design standards. But that's what we need the help for. In terms of, it's a built-out community, so while there may be sites of archaeological significance, you'll never find them. There's nothing active. It's all built up. It is a very interesting district historically from two points of view, the first one being the fact that we're immediately north of Fort Fisher, which of course was the major Civil War battle late, I think, 1865, where the Yankees took Fort Fisher, eventually led to the fall of Wilmington, which led to the fall of the Wilmington-Weldon Railroad, which led to the fall of the siege of Petersburg, which led to Appomattox. And right smack dab in the historic district on the beachfront near the pier is a very interesting monument commemorating that this was the site that the Federal troops landed on. So that's perhaps the main historical feature. It doesn't characterize the district per se, but it is an interesting feature. The other feature is the town got kind of built up with barracks during World War II, and some of those buildings still survive and are contributing structures within the district. But I think at the end of the day, it's primarily cultural, based on whatever common architectural features or uncommon architectural features you can tease out that will survive eventual development.
Right. And if I could add to that too, is that as Attorney L. Eldridge mentioned, we're struggling with that architectural narrative, but I think everybody, including the town council, has a fairly good idea about what we don't want to come into the area. And so what we're trying to do is frame the architectural narrative in a positive way, but in that positive way, clearly define things that we don't want to have come into the district.
Well, the whole idea is to develop a historical district so we can control exterior development through the certificate of appropriateness. And we're a long way there, but we just need, again, what you'll find in the descriptions and historical significance statements. That's where we're at right now to finish this report. And then submit it to council for the text amendment to establish the historic district and then go forward with the design guidelines.
And one of the things, we did some research trying to, you know, get a sense about what an architectural narrative might be for a beach community. And I'm from San Diego, a beach community. I live in Curie Beach. And one of the things I've learned throughout my whole life is that what characterizes a beach community is the diversity to a very large extent. It's not like a historic district in downtown Wilmington where the houses were all built of the same structure, same materials, and so forth. I mean, it really is a diversity. And that's what we were kind of stuck on in terms of trying to capture the positive statements and the architectural components related to the diversity of a beach community.
If I may make a suggestion, and council may have to answer this, obviously the four people on our list have not seen the proposal we submitted. Once they receive that, is there a way for us to set up a conference call to answer any further questions before they make a proposal?
I think in the interest of time, supplying that report in conjunction with the information relayed in this setting and in conjunction with the samples of the designation report sections that we're most interested in, I think in the interest of time, will be what I recommend is that the consultants that we're talking to who are interested submit that written proposal of terms and services and costs to us by that deadline that the chairman suggested. Because again, we green light the consultant in mid-August. They've got to do what we hire them to do. I mean, we're already looking at two or three months just to get to the preliminary finish line.
And again, I think that what we've talked about, supplying the original designation report, you've got a couple examples. On Google Maps, you can see the community. If you want to come down and walk the community, that's certainly doable. We're only looking again for a one or two page proposal that would identify the cost and the time that might be associated with developing this. And what we're looking for in the proposal is really for the first phase, which is the architectural narrative for the designation report that we want to resubmit. And later on, we can talk about, once we're designated, what the assistance on the building guidelines and the COA process would be.
This is Brian Miller. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with Joanne Mott for St. Vernon. And the question I have is the proposal you're mentioning, there's a proposal and there's a contract. So the proposal just outline our fees and then we will provide a contract if we're selected, or do you want all that encompassed into the proposal that we provide?
Now, I would say that it's just a proposal right now. We would talk about it and decide which way to go, and then we could talk about contract after that, because it has to go actually to the town council for a final approval, and there's a process that we need to go through with the town council in terms of developing contracts. So we're just looking for the proposal right now.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Go ahead. Beth, you want to tell them the address? And
they have my address because I've already emailed them. So just Beth Chase.
Okay, so it'd be Beth Chase at Town of Curie Beach, and then you would have the address.
They have my email, and I'll be emailing them the.
Yeah, you can send it. I assume they can send a proposal via an email attachment.
Sure.
I mean, that would be fine. It doesn't have to be formally, in a stamp letter or anything like that.
You'll get those draft reports out to them.
I'm Hopefully tomorrow. Let's if we can get it to them tomorrow, that would be great. Okay, any other questions? Again, well, we certainly appreciate the four of you piping in, and you know, hopefully, you know, we can push forward on this. So we're very excited, but we have definitely reached a stumbling block for us in the assistance of trying to develop an architectural narrative here. So again, thank you very much, and you know, hopefully, we'll hear from some of you folks in the next couple of weeks in a proposal. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
That's right. Okay. Okay. Very good. All right. Our last item is in. Let's see. Let me go to this here. And is a resignation from Mr. Bill Moore again. And I do have the letter in front of me. It's very unfortunate. Bill's been on the Planning and Zoning Commission for how long?
5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years. So you know, we will certainly miss his contribution. I'm shocked when he told me this when I walked in today. It is effective as of July 15th, and it's a resignation from both the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as the Historic Preservation Commission. So, again, I'm not sure if anybody wants to mention anything about...
No, poor small arms, just...
I would like to ask, since Bill's been part of, even though he officially resigned on the 15th, is it okay for him to look over the proposal and give us his comments, since he's been through this planning, zoning, the preservation since the beginning? I think his insight would be valuable.
I have no problem with
that. Sure. I mean, if you don't have any problem with that would be great.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
All right, very good. Again, thank you. Yeah, I was going to get onto that. So, okay. So, anyway, with that resignation, kind of does a couple things. One is we need to, at our next meeting, appoint a new vice chair of the commission, and we also need to have a new member in the process of getting a new member. For the planning and zoning, and again, you know, we'll go ahead and talk about this now, but planning and zoning, we have a mechanism already in place for our new member with our alternate designation, but we don't have an alternate technically for the Historic Preservation Commission. So, what would...
Kathleen will take that position.
What's that?
Kathleen will take that position.
Kathleen, okay, so we will go ahead and use the same mechanism for that. Okay, very good. So I just want to make clear on that one. All right, so is there anything else? Let's see. Is there any other new business from the commission members? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.